Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Party or Go Home. I'm 10 minutes late. I do apologize for that, but I had some quick shipping to do for a friend. So here we go. Breakdown, City Breakdown by Mamat.
Sitting in the back room waiting for a man to come. It's the time of the time when you feel like you need a gun. There's a man in the corner, says he's doing time. We're all the same, you read between the lines. Check the mirror, I'm looking alright. This is living, this is alright. Give me a place, I can go home. Free to speak, stand the front of the city breakdown. The city breakdown. The city breakdown.
He is the wizard.
listen. I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on my BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
Your B&Ms.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD, and it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Red, bricks this game. Fist off red with your fluffy red mane. Fist off red, you lose insane.
Records, you buy one, you get one free. Yeehaw.
Go!
Thank you.
Party USA, Stoked. Well, you know, I saw this guy getting pulled over this morning right in front of the police station. It's like, really, are you serious? I mean, you should actually be on your best behavior when you go past there. I mean, who would want to be pulled over right in front of their station? Wow.
You're crazy, you're mad. Hey little darling, look real fun. Work your day on another way. Fuck off, bitch, go jump in the day. Hey little girlfriend, nice to go. Jump a little country, time will go. Fuck off, bitch, go jump in the day. Hey little hunky, fuck a little twat. Go to the hundred, clean that butt. Fuck off, bitch, go jump in the day. Fuck off, bitch.
Thank you. back to the things when I was just a little kid. Back to the neighborhood, man. Ah, it was a groove then, man. I really, really, I'd like to return to all those things like stickball, stoopball, fistball, basketball, and playing in the streets, man. Ah, oh man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, really, it was out of sight, you know? And like, you met a girl, man, and oof, she was your love, you know? And you kind of ran together, you know what I mean? You ran up and down the streets together, because like in those days, love was love, man. Damn.
You have wasted our money, Mr. Zubitio. You have made promises and you broke them. You have violated the trust and the consciousness of the place. We had a deal, Zubitio. Your bullshit excuses are of little interest to me. Because of your incompetence, we must violate some of our commitments.
I have always hated you, Mr. Tobitio. You and that horrible music crap. I especially hate your name. What kind of a name is Tobitio? What kind of a man wears an ear?
Telegram for Mr. Dubitio.
How are you, please?
You're Mr. Dubitio?
Right.
Good. Hendrix is sent with word for Dubitio, a melody sweetie for to tapio fiti. Mm-hmm. So sit down and relax. This isn't a quiz. It's just a little lesson in the movie biz. You want to make a movie. He puts up the cash. You spend time being groovy. Your movie's gonna be a piece of trash. You are the producer. He is the financier. If he loses money, the blame is on you, sir. What in the world could be more clear? Got to deliver. The product is king. This Stanislavski crap don't mean a goddamn thing. Beauty and business, you may have confused. He didn't say he wanted it good. He said he wanted it Tuesday. You, DiBidio, are through, DiBidio. You thought that you were safe, but you were wrong, wrong, wrong. So shoot, think, edit, but fast. You haven't got long. We'll be right back.
law. Follow the leader, the power play game. I speak for myself, wear my own name. Cause if you wanna be free, rock, follow me. If you wanna be free, rock, follow me. If you wanna be free, rock, follow me. If you wanna be free, rock, follow me.
That got cut off. Okay, so that was Don't Know. What price would you pay for freedom? All right, so if you have a request that you would like to hear a certain song today, and you can give us a call in the studio here at 646-478-3594. And you're going to love this next song. It's another one by Don't Know. If you can guess the title of it, give me a call and you'll win a free record. Give you till the end of the show to call in, and I will send you a free vinyl record. Give us a call at 646-478-3594. Gotcha.
Oh,
Lino on vocals there with the original Crankshaft.
Who will be the lucky one? Who will sit the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground? Once the blanket scorch the ground? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins. Arm yourselves to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood mouth in your eyes. See your family burned alive. We'll be right back.
Now we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Well, hello, Candace. This is Dave Anger calling, enjoying your show as always, saying hi to everybody and Andy and the boys out there over the pond with Bleed. They're more than just a band.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I played a Crankshaft song earlier with Lino on vocals. And
I was listening.
Yeah, so what was the song I was playing? Let me see, where is it? There we go. Name the current song playing and win a free record.
Was it Army of the Dead? I heard Lino singing something. I was getting half awake.
Well, you know what? That's really close. So, you know, I got your address. I know where you live. This is the one and only Dave Anger, and he just won himself a free vinyl record. Woohoo!
Awesome. See, that's why I love Mystic Records, because they're out there for the people and out there for the bands.
Thank you, Dave. All right, so do you have a request?
I have a big request. I want to hear Asleep at the Wheel by my mates out there, Bleed.
Oh, I don't have the loaders on the soundboard yet, but I promise, promise I'll get it. I promise I'll put it up on there next week. How about the Mentors in RKL? Hmm? A little El
Duce?
Well,
why not? A little right, El Duce. I miss that guy.
I know. I do, too. All right, here we go with Eldon Holt, Mentors.
Yeah. All right. Time for some rape rock. Down with New Wave. Down with Rockabilly. New Wave sucks. Shit out of my ass. All right. I know you guys need some good rape rock.
Adultery, yes, that's love.
this was a live clip at the Café de Grand I got one night when Eldon was trying to sing. Okay, so up next we have RKL. Pothead. Dave Anger on the show. He's from the band Crankshaft, and I've snuck one in there to see who was listening. Yeehaw! So that was fun. Here we go. Having Issues is next up. Come on. We'll be right back. Flower Leopards, what a beautiful song, Death of Two Lovers. in the Los Angeles area this Sunday, March 5th, check out the Oracle Tavern, and you can catch Tequila Mockingbird and the Blonde Moon Dust, along with Strawberry Money and the Shimmer something. Anyway, this is at 1640 North Spring Street in Los Angeles, 90012, good old L.A. I miss L.A. sometimes, but, you know, then when I go down there and I get stuck in all the traffic in Hollywood, it's like, ew, I'm so glad I left. Okay, Chainsaw Flight up next. Here we go. There.
Get ready to feel alive. Project like a street terror, light up the fucking night.
Modern Enemy. Okay, so let me see, where are we at here? Okay, next up is Scared Straight, a little bit of straight edge for you, Fight Back.
Yeah!
Records.
Well, it's doing great. We're having like parties on the weekends and all kinds of music, mostly very strange, exotic, post-punk electronica. And, you know, the future is with us doing punk rock forever. So I just got some great news. I am going to be doing a TV show for KCET on punk rock in Chinatown.
Oh, how wonderful. Yay. You know, I went there once, and I never got in. There were so many of my friends outside, and I could hear the music. I never went inside, but it was a very trendy place back in the day. And yeah, I love Chinatown, downtown L.A. Madam Wong's.
That's right, Madam Wong's. I used to go there to see the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, which was Danny Elfman's
first
band.
I love him. I actually met him at the Palace up there off of Hollywood Boulevard. My little sister used to date one of his horn players, and we got backstage passes, and who shows up but X, John Doe and Xene. It's like, oh, what a great night that was.
Oh, yeah, totally fun. Our whole scene was so fun. You know, when we get a time machine going, much like your radio show, we are going back to the future of 1985.
Well, you know, Lewis has got all those films of all of us at the club, you know. We could go into that virtual reality thing where people put that thing on their head and walk right in the club, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote him this morning because I was asking him if he had any footage of back in the day.
And, Does he have any? He's got miles and miles and miles, but I don't know if he ever
I know, but you know, I try to be polite with him because, you know, I mean, I'm asking a lot. This guy put his blood, sweat, and tears into every fucking moment of his life and gave it to other people by making art, you know? So I kind of treat him gingerly. I treat him with, like, lots of respect, and you know, I tell him anything I'm doing, he belongs to, it's his, you know? But, you know, I never know, you know, I don't want to impose on him. I just want to love him the way he is as a great artist.
Yes, we love Video Lewis. He documented the scene, you know, down at the Olympic and at the Café de Grand. You know, he was just always there with his camera, and he loves it. You know, I mean, he's always loved going to the shows, and you know, he knows everybody. Of course, but you do too. You know, I know a few, but you know.
I show a lot of his stuff on the LA Punk Museum page because he really captured history, and he's one of the few historians that was consistent, you know.
Exactly.
So we love
and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy back then. I helped him a few times carry his battery packs, you know. I mean, they didn't have these little lightweight cameras like they do today in digital. That was straight up film and those great big huge heavy cameras. It was It was hard.
Go ahead.
Oh, I said the one show that we did at the Stardust Ballroom with the Circle Jerks and VOA, Hellcats, a whole bunch of big lineup. The film from the Circle Jerks got used in, I believe it was America's Hardcore with Keith Morris.
Good time.
I know, you know, we didn't have to worry about weirdos in those days, you know. We just were free and loving life and loving our music. And, you know, we didn't even know the word ulterior motives, you know. That came later.
We weren't in it to make money. We were in it because we were just enjoying what we did. And nobody was looking for a record deal. Every time people around me, if you play one note, it's like, well, I want to get a record deal. You know, that was not our motive ever. Our motive was to make fun music and entertain our friends.
Yes, exactly. And we did. We did. We had a really good time at it, too, you know. And we're still doing it. I gave you a shout-out at the Oracle this Sunday, March 5th, with Tequila Mockingbird and the Blonde Moon Dust. So if you're in the Los Angeles area.
Strawberry Money and Shimmerbed are playing. And Shimmerbed is one of my favorite L.A. bands. They're kind of like Gun Club on Mushroom.
Okay. That'd be an interesting combination.
So, yeah. So, you've been playing some pretty rocking music. I heard you play some Rigor Mortis earlier.
I did. The Awakening with Big Ed, of course.
Love Big Ed.
I know. He was such a big teddy bear. We miss him.
My adopted daughter, Megan, has been hanging around with me. I'm going to turn her on to your show.
Very good.
We're all, like, all the kids that I hung around with, but, like, Megan, I signed her school papers when she was in high school to be my assistant at the Zero in 1984.
Right. Wow, that's a long time. Well, we got 19 seconds left.
But we love rock and roll. Punk rock is the best, and I hope you guys love Candace as much as I do. I love Candace.
Oh, we love you too, Tequila. All right, well, you guys take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye.